Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in love with you.
Dance together.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love with you.
Oh,
Jesus.
Straight to the point. Prophet Dr. Dolores D. Henderson will be up shortly. Let's give the woman of God another round of applause. We got another song and some announcements coming up, okay? Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for all those listening live and those all around the network as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559. Most of us have been on our phone. I think there's like almost 5 billion people on the internet right now using their phone for some reason. you need to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. That number, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got another song coming up, and we'll be opening up the lines as Dr. Henderson directs there tonight as well. But we are excited about you guys being with us tonight. This is Straight to the Point, and welcome. Here's another song for you. Bye-bye.
Be.
joining us. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, and we're kicking it off with Dr. Henderson for 2023. I think this is the first time we had her on for 2023, and we're excited about bringing her back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point. So much. Hey, that number 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. Push that number out, ladies and gentlemen. At least the 20 or 30 people in your network, because Straight to the Point is here. Let's open up the line for Dr. Henderson. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Good evening. Good evening out there, everybody out there in radio land. Good evening and happy new year. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a new year, 2023. I believe this is my first time coming on Straight to the Point this year, for this year. Yeah, so I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but those of you who are tuning in, if this is your very first time, I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point broadcast. Those of you who do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on, stand on the Word of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life." So we bring you greetings, but before we go any further, we want to give credit to the songs that were played, the gospel artist songs that we played. The first one, "I'm in Love with You" by Nia Allen. And then the second one, "My Blessing is on the Way," Marette Clark. Yes, she is awesome. My girl, love her songs, anointed, beautiful voice. And so, yes, I don't know about you, but my blessing is here. I declare and I decree, not that it's on the way, but it's already here. It's already here. Some of you are waiting for the manifestation. The manifestation has already occurred. Amen. You just got to catch up with it. Amen. And so I'm just excited that you guys are tuning in on tonight. Those who are tuning in by way of the internet, I want to thank you. Those of you who are tuning in by way of live, I want to thank you. And those of you who are going to call back, I want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in on tonight. As we stated before, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast. And so we actually talk about, we will be walking the Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to his people. But we also have a business segment in which we usually open up the lines and do what is called like a pop-up business shout out to all those who are working and building their businesses. We do like a business spotlight, and we're probably going to do that tonight. We have not done that in a while, so I believe it's time. It's the beginning of the year, so it is time to do a business spotlight just to recognize those who are in the kingdom, who are building, who have kingdom businesses. I really feel like it's so important for us to sow into those kingdom businesses, because as you sow into those kingdom businesses, they can grow, and the stronger and bigger that they grow, that's more resources being put back into the kingdom so that we can do kingdom business, kingdom work. Amen. How many of you know that that God calls his prophets and his men and women of God to all sectors of the world? You have men and women of God and that are in the medical field, the health field, that are in politics, amen, entrepreneurs, businessmen and women who have their own businesses, amen, and they love the Lord. They love the Lord, amen. And so it's not just strictly that God called his people into, like, ministry, like you're preaching and things of that nature, but no, he would set you in governments and in government positions and political appointments and, my God, and owning businesses and things of that nature. He puts us in the marketplace, amen? And so whoever said that you can't be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and also be wealthy and prosperous, you know, that's not even biblical. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We can be prosperous. We can be wealthy. We can be healthy all at the same time while still serving the Lord our God. Still serving him, putting him first, because he said that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then he would add all these other things to us. I tell people all the time that we have to read the Bible in its entirety, that I believe in full circle ministry. They said, what's that, prophetess? I said, I believe in being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe in healing and deliverance, but I also believe in being prosperous and wealthy as well, because that's what encompasses our God. Our God is full circle. Amen. Jesus came and he taught. Yes, we have to teach the whole Bible. So many people are suffering and being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You know, the entire Bible, if you read from the beginning to the end, you know, God's people, Abraham was wealthy. Yes, you know, the whole generation was wealthy. If you go further, if you look at the children of Israel, he told him, he said, I'm sending you to, you know, after, you know, Abraham legacy, he said, I'm sending them to, I'm going to take y'all to a land that's full of milk and honey. What do you think the milk and honey is? What do you think that was? That was great land, a land of richness. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, don't get so religious that you're so no earthly good. Don't get so religious that you're not open to revelation, because God was the first person who ever even talked about wealth and prospering his people. Amen. If that was the case, if he didn't want his people to prosper, he wouldn't have even gave them that prosperous land. He would have said, just look, build you some tents and just chill, you know, and serve me. But he said, no, I'm going to take you to a land that's full of milk and honey. It's a prosperous land. Your people are going to be great. You're going to prosper. You're going to be a great people. So let's read the word in its entirety. Don't take from it. Don't add to it, and don't take from it. Amen. But also, we don't want to just focus just on prosperity. We want to also focus on his people being healed, delivered, and set free. You know, a lot of people carry loads of burdens, and they need that healing. They need that deliverance, and people are sick with disease. And so one thing I love about God, if you read the prophetic books, you'll see that he used all his prophets in different ways. He used, you know, the prophet Daniel in dreams. He used the prophet Ezekiel with visions. He used the prophet Elijah and Elisha in signs, miracles, and wonders, and healings. And so, you know, God uses people in all kinds of manners of giftings, use his servants in all manners of giftings for his people, for the kingdom. And even when God put himself in a filthy flesh and came down on earth as Jesus Christ and walked among us, he taught us how to love and forgive, and he taught us about miracles and signs and wonders. He taught us about all those things, and he even taught us about, yes, it's called full circle ministry. Yes, he healed, he delivered, he set free, but he also said that, you know, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Amen. And so, yeah, he wants us to do healing and deliverance, and he wants us to preach the unadulterated word. But in preaching the unadulterated word, my friends, it does encompass prosperity, you know? Yes, it does. And so it's important for us to be full circle. So I'm a full circle minister, okay? I'm a fivefold ministry leader. I totally believe in Ephesians 4:11, who Jesus gave to the church. He said, I gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers for, you know, for the building of the church, for the equipment of the church, and so they all come together in a unity. And so I'm all for fivefold ministry. I was talking to, because I have a school of the prophets, and those of you who are interested in and enrolling in the School of the Prophets, you can email me at drdthministries@gmail.com. We are doing so good. We're on practical prophetic ministry and warfare. Yes, it's been good. I was telling the class on the other day, I told them, I said, look, I said, the enemy is doing everything he can to try to stop the fivefold ministry from coming together in unity and operation. I said, because when that apostle, that prophet, that evangelist, that pastor, and that teacher come together, I said, you know how much power that can that encompasses when all five of those ministry gifts are working together in unity in the spirit, but, you know, walking in their own function. Amen. They got different functions. The apostle don't do what the prophet does. The prophet don't do what the apostle does. Or the evangelist and the pastor and the teacher, they all got different responsibilities. And so if everybody know what their responsibility is and they walking in it, but they at the same time, they walking in unity in the spirit. You know what can happen? Blind eyes can be open and the lame will walk. The power will be restored back into the church like never before. And so we got to walk in the Ephesians 4:11. Come together in unity. We got to equip the saints, the church, to equip the people and let them know that, let them know that this is what the Lord is requiring in these final days. And so I specifically wanted to talk to you guys about that on tonight and to just tell you how important it is for us to get back to what the word says and get away from the cliches and what sound good and things of that nature, but get back to what is Jesus speaking? What is the Lord speaking to his church? In 2023, I pretty much told y'all about what 2023 was going to be about, the resurgence. I said God gave me that word for P3 Conference 2023, the resurgence. And what does the resurgence mean? It means to come back stronger, a revival, a breakout revival. And so that's what we're going to begin to see, the fivefold ministry rising up like never before. I see a couple of people that I know, they've been teaching on the fivefold ministry, the roles and responsibilities of it. They went through the apostle. They went through the prophet. They went through the pastor. They went through the evangelist. Now they want to teach it. And so like never before, you're going to see people teaching on it because each one of those ministries are powerful. And so when they come together, like I said, you're going to see people being healed like never before, delivered like never before. The bonds and the chains of poverty is going to be broken, and people are going to be set free from poverty mentalities and lack and things of that nature. And so the resurgence just means a breakout revival. You know, 2023, it's a year of breakout revival. 2023, it's the year of getting it on, getting it back, and coming back stronger. So if you've lost a lot between 2019 and 2022, God said 2023 is the year of the resurgence. You're coming back stronger. You're coming back mightier. You're coming back brighter. You're coming back wiser. Amen. Glory to God. And that everything that you lost, I believe God gonna give it back to you even more, even greater. Amen. So, yeah. And today is the 23rd. We in the 23rd year and the 23rd day of the month. Amen. Glory to God. 2023, January 23rd, 2023. How about that? Wow. Somebody hit me. Yeah, January, today is the 23rd, right? And we're in year 2023. So God said, and 2 + 3 is what? It's 5, and 5 is the number of grace and favor. Somebody better shout and dance and do some cartwheels and flips and know that God is not like man that he should lie, not the son of man that he should repent. Today is January 23rd, right? 2023. And 2 + 3 is 5. So, and well, let me just tell you this. And 5 means grace, right, and favor, but 10 means promotion. Somebody better stop playing and catch what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you on tonight. Get ready for your double. Get ready for your promotion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get ready for your double portion of the anointing, your double portion of prosperity, your double portion of where God is about to take you. Amen. Open doors and my God, territories being enlarged and your borders being expanded. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me on tonight. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be on tonight. Dr. Bond called me, asked me to come on, and I'm telling you, God is speaking. You better catch it. This ain't nothing rehearsed or written down. This coming straight from heaven. You hearing it straight from you know, God just using me as his vessel, but this is coming straight from the throne room of God, which you're getting on tonight. Amen. Nothing rehearsed or studied. I'm flowing in the Spirit, and I'm speaking what God telling me to say. So you better catch it. It ain't by coincidence that whoever is listening, hearing this, and whoever's going to call back, going to catch it and going to get it and grab it and run with it. So in 2023, we got to remind ourselves to be open to what God is going to do. Don't put God in the box. Don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in the box. Don't put the people around you in a box. Get your mind out of the box. Expand. Amen. Receive revelation. Don't be so on the surface, but stretch, push. Amen. Expand. Glory to God. Because what God is about to give you is so big, you're going to have an open mind. You can't be so closed-minded and so religious and Sadducean and, you know, the Pharisaic. I just said that right. But like, don't be a Sadducee or a Pharisee. You got to be able to see in the Spirit. Amen. And the only way you're able to see in the Spirit, if you get in his presence and allow him to open up your mind. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, don't walk in your mind, but walk in the mind of Christ. Amen. And so, yes, ask him for his mind. Amen. His mind is full of revelatory ideas and, amen, and innovations and creativity. Amen. And let it be your portion in Jesus' name. Let him give you innovative ideas and create creativeness. Amen. In this season. And so you begin to have ideas and create things that have never been created before that will expand your life and prosper you in your life, generations and generations and generations in the name of Jesus. And so I just wanted to give you guys, I just wanted to talk to you guys on tonight. No great big word, but this is the word for you on tonight. I told you guys in December 2022, that 2023 would be a year of the resurgence, the year of the resurgence, breakout revivals, folks coming back home saying, what must they do to be saved? They repent. They backslid. They want to come back into the fold. And when they come, you open up your arms and you say, welcome home. As the Father said to the prodigal son, welcome home, son. Don't you be so closed-minded, walk in unforgiveness, but you open up your heart and you tell them, welcome home. Amen. You've been listening to Straight to the Point, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Happy New Year to the doctor. I love it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, host of Straight to the Point. We're going to go right down the line tonight, Doc, for those who are online, for those who want to say a few words, but I'm going to go right down the line anyway. But if you want to for sure get on, just hit star one on your phone. But we're going to go to the Hembricks first on the network. Brother and Sister Hembrick, you're on with Dr. Henderson. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, that's the Lord.
Hey, Angel, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Amen.
Yeah.
God be the glory. And it's just so good that they have this opportunity to be on the line tonight. I'll tell you, this straight to the point is some kind of stuff to talk about, because it's really, everything comes really straight to the point. And it's such a powerful organization to be a part of. I'm telling you, be a ministry to be a part of. I'm telling you, straight to the point, to be able to get on the line and talk and just speak to the people all over the nation. I mean, it's just so wonderful. And I like your subject tonight, year of resurgence. I mean, this is a year of resurgence. And I believe that because things are resurfacing. Things are resurfacing, and things are people are giving their life back to Christ. They change from their wicked ways. They change their attitudes. They're changing their, changing their ways. They're getting back to Christ. They're giving their life back to Christ. They know that Christ is the only way. Christ is the only one that can even help them. So people are really waking up. And this, and I like what you said, January the 23rd, 2023. That is awesome.
That's powerful. That is
awesome because, I mean, January the 23rd and the 23rd year, my God, that's great. That's great. And we in it. We thank God that we are in this day, 23rd day of January of 2023. I'm sorry. I'm way up. 2023. You know, God is good, and God is worthy to be praised, and I just think that we should continue to, you know, listen to what the Word of God has said, because the Word is so important that we listen to what God is saying, and listen to what God is saying to us is just what He says is what it is, and it's what you have to do, whether you want to or not. You got to do it. You got to obey God for what He's saying in His Word. You know, God is good, and I'm just so worthy to be praised. And He's so worthy to be praised, and I just thank God and give God the glory for tonight. Thank you so much for letting me share.
You're welcome. God bless you, Elder. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Pass my love to Amen.
It sure will. Bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. We're going to go right down the line. Thank you, Ms. Sarah's ready. Ms. Sarah, are you ready to talk tonight? You got the floor. God bless you.
Yes, I am so excited. Things are definitely... Oh, thank you. I'm just so delighted. You know, every time I hear everyone that comes on the line and praising the Lord, you know, because that's all we have to do is give Him praise. As also to Dr. Henderson, woman of God, I tell you, tonight's message is so phenomenal. Things are definitely resurfacing, and coming back into the fold is where we want to be in 2003.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, sweetie. Yes, your faithfulness and everything that you've been doing. And I'm telling you, God is not through blessing you. This is just the beginning. Yeah, the resurgence. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready for what God is about to do in your life. And just be open. Just say, Lord, if it be your will, let it be unto me. Even if it look crazy, if it look strange. Just say, God, if it be your will, let it be unto me. God bless you, dear. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it's straight to the point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're opening up the lines tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mention your last four digits if you want to come on for a few seconds. You don't have to, but if you like to, 3079, you're on with Dr. Henderson. Did you want to come on and say a few words? God bless you. Amen. Caller 3079, you're on. Amen. Fantastic. We're going to keep it moving here. We're going to keep it moving here for sure. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight on the network. You know, Doc, before I turn it back over to you, I wrote down, guys, I hope y'all was taking some notes, man, when Doc was talking. You got to understand there's no borders, folks. There's no box. There's no lines. There's no limitations to what you can do this year, guys. This is a matter of making the decision because God has given you everything you need. I love it, Doc. Thank you. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
All right. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. Like I said, I did not put out a flyer because I was not really coming on tonight. Dr. Ball called me. He said, it's the fourth Monday. I said, it sure is, ain't it? So, didn't even dawn on me till I was just talking that today is the 23rd day and we in the 2023rd year.
Wow, God.
Amen.
Wow.
So God,
wow.
As I was speaking, he was just told me to tell his people that tonight is a special night. So those of you who are on, who are listening, you will first partake of what God is about to do. You know, you're about to experience the glory of God like never before. Amen. So you're about to experience his glory on a whole nother level. Amen. When I think about experiencing his glory, I'm thinking about when Moses was up in the mountains and he came out with his face a whole totally different color. God said, not only will you experience his glory in that fashion, but he said you're going to experience his glory that not only are you going to look different, my God, to your naysayers, but even your family members ain't going to be able to recognize you when God gets finished doing what he's about to do in your life. Remind me, what just came to my mind when Joseph, the dreamer, my God, when his brothers saw him, they didn't even recognize who he was. My God, they didn't even know that that was his dear brother standing right in front of them. They didn't even know if God was going to use the brother, their brother, Joseph, to save their whole nation. Hallelujah. And save their whole nation from hunger. So God is calling some of you, those of you who are listening, you're getting it firsthand. You're the one in the family that God is going to raise up. Some of you are going to be the first multi-millionaires in your family. You're the one that God is going to raise up. If you feel like your finances have been attacked, it's because that's the area where God is going to bless you in. Some of you are going to be multi-millionaires, and you're going to take care of your entire family. Those family members, even the ones who didn't think that you are the one or you were going to be the one, God is going to use you to rise up, and you're going to have to forgive, just like Joseph, forgive and do the will of the Lord. Amen. And so I didn't even plan on even talking anymore, but, you know, I got to obey the Spirit of God, and so this is for somebody on tonight. Amen. And so again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I did say I was going to open up the line for business spotlight on tonight. Those of you who have a business, if you want to shout out your business, the lines are open. Dr. Bond.
Amen. Well, let's go back to the Hembricks. Brother and sister Hembrick, are you ready? Y'all up first. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank for this opportunity once again. Give God the glory in everything that I do and everything that I say, because God is good. We have a book. It's called ABC and Coloring Book. It's called Alpha and Omega Bets Coloring Book. ABC and Coloring Book. You can get it from us. You can also get it from Zulon Press. And also there's a and my wife is the author of the book. I think my personal opinion, of course, I'm going to say it because she's my wife, it's an awesome book. It's an awesome book. It's a wonderful book. It's a covenant book. It's also educational, where you can learn the scriptures of all the books in the Bible, the 66 books in the Bible. You can learn it from A to Z. The one that we have for the adults is the ABC book, which is already colored. And the ones we have for the younger people, as well as the adults, because we all like the color, is the coloring book. This book, like I said, we can get it from Zulon Press. I think it's also at some of the other bookstores. I'm not too sure, but I think it's at some of the other bookstores. But it's also, we also have a video, and we put it on Facebook this week. You can look at the video, and it has a little song, and it tells you all about this Afro and the Mago Betts covering an ABC book. It tells you all about it. It's a really cool little advertisement. I really think that you would like the advertisement, and what it says, it talks all about the author, who the author is, my wife, praise God, Prophetess Lillian Hembrick, she's the author, and it just asks that even if you go on Facebook just to say hello or say, you know, how you doing, I like it, I don't like it, or whatever the case might be, just to give, matter of fact, just to do this, just encourage her to even go a little further. God be the glory. We thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. For those of you who are listening, I have both of the books, and I'm telling you, they are awesome. So I encourage you guys to go ahead and support the Hembrick. Their books are awesome. They also doing some other wonderful things. So just continue to listen to Straight to the Point. Hembricks are also, God has allowed me to allow them to have a platform on the Straight to the Point broadcast. So you can also hear them right here on Straight to the Point on, I believe it's Dr. Vaughn?
Second Mondays, yes, ma'am. Second Mondays of every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the second Mondays of every month. They're here, right here on the Straight to the Point. And I'm telling you, the fire of God is in both elder and prophetess. You guys tune in. You know, it's not just about me. You know, God will use anybody to bring his word through. And so I vouch for the Hembricks and also Evangelist Mays as well. She's on here too. So you guys tune in, call in 347-843-4559 to hear an awesome and anointed word from the Hembricks and also Evangelist Mays. Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. We're in the business segment right now, and I'm going to mention two businesses real quick. I'm going to mention that Jacqueline Mays, Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, I want you guys to go to her Facebook page. She's busy tonight, I'm sure. We want you to go to her Facebook page, guys, Jacqueline Mays, to learn more about her wonderful jewelry business that she has. Excellent jewelry business, very high quality, and also very affordable as well. But guys, you can get the more details on her Facebook page under Jacqueline Mays on Facebook, guys. And you can click on there and order and contact her on that as well. So that's for Jacqueline Mays's wonderful jewelry collection, beautiful pieces there she has, very affordable. Again, Jacqueline Mays on Facebook, guys. Hey, our next wonderful opportunity here is with the MLT Network. You're talking to the CEO and founder of the Men Let's Talk Network. So thank you so much for that. And we provide consulting services in business and personal development. And also, too, we provide streaming services for your network. We talk about meetings. We can set up your webinars. We can set up your personal counseling, panel discussions, seminars, anything that you like. We do global women and men conferences as well, and combined conferences. So whatever you need in that area, if you don't want to do all that work, we'll be glad to do it for you, guys. And all you do is come on and have your conference and have a great time. Hey, go to mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net, to set up an appointment or contact me there, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. Or, of course, you can go to give me a call at 404-401-0233. That's 404-401-0233. Dr. Henderson, can't wait to hear about all your updates in business.
Oh, my goodness, guys. I'm telling you, the Lord has been good. I've been traveling all through the month of January, and I have a heavy itinerary for this year. And so, you know, to God be the glory. He's doing great and marvelous things in our lives, you know, the resurgence. This is the year. And so been traveling forever, you know, but, you know, don't forget during the COVID, everybody was the enemy, the devil shut everybody down. And so now that, things have opened back up, must be particular in this year, you know, the tribal itinerary has opened, and so we're excited. We give God glory. And so most of you guys know that I'm an author, and so I have written several books, and you can get any of my books from, you can go on Amazon.com, you can go to BarnesandNobles.com, you can go to AppleEyeBooks.com, and you can also go to my bookstore, which is ZulonPress.com, and purchase any of my books. I give you keys when a prophet cries, something happens, misguided affections, your best self yet, and master your distraction, conquer your emotions, and my cookbook, you know, living healthy, eating healthy to live wealthy. My God, I tell you. And so those books have been actually doing really good. I actually just got my royalty stub. And so I thank each, all of you guys who are purchasing these books. God bless you. These books are lifesavers for so many who would read them, so much knowledge. So much revelation in all the books, even down to the cookbook. You know, we got some healthy things in that cookbook, tell you how to eat and things of that nature, what to eat, what not to eat. And so just all the books are just awesome. Of course, you guys, I've scaled back. I used to be on here every Monday night, but God told me to allow other voices on this platform, and that's what I've been doing. Via the Hembricks as well as Evangelist May. So I come on the last Monday of the month or the fourth Monday of the month. And so just allow others a chance to for God to use to have that platform via radio. And so every Thursday night I'm on Eternal Life Network TV. And so you can see me live on TV. It is shown on TV in the state of Florida. But if you're not in Florida, if you don't have that cable, Roku cable, you can also see it on YouTube or Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or go into EternalLifeTV.com, and you can watch it live on their website. Also, I have several businesses. I have a consulting company. It's called Virtual Consultant Company. You can go to consulting@virtualconsultantco.com, send us an email, or go to www.virtualconsultantco.com. We consult via business services. Also, we have a product line. We're coming out with a launch. It's kind of like we're still working on some things. The poster was launched this month, and we still may be able to, but we're still working on some things. It's called DayYL. It's a product line. If you go to www.dewalle.com to purchase anything you may want. We have body sprays and skincare products and apparel for men and women and children. So for the entire family, we can, you know, do that. And so got a nonprofit organization in which we help the homeless. We help those who are struggling. Each one, reach one. We got so many programs that can help you all. So if you go to www.survivors, that's S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R-S globalministry.org, okay? And so, you know, God is good. You know that I'm also have a School of the Prophets, in which I teach up-and-coming prophets, ministers, who believe they have a prophetic calling. And so we have a BTA, School of the Prophets, amen. So we teach the prophetic courses to equip the prophets to be able to walk in their full gifting, amen, amen. And so God has given me a lot to do. And I just pray that you guys will pray my strength in him as we continue to build for the kingdom. Amen. It's about the kingdom. Let's continue to connect. Let's continue to be open-minded and let God connect us to our destiny helpers, our destiny helpers. Amen. Let's pray for destiny helpers. So on tonight, I just pray that God will connect you to your destiny helpers, that those of you who are not yet walking in your purpose, that you will align yourself to the plan that God has for your life so that you could begin to walk in your purpose, whether that be in the marketplace, whether that be behind a pulpit, amen, maybe whether that be in somebody's school, whether that be in the political realm, amen, wherever it is that God wants you, I pray that you will get in his presence, find out what the plan is, and that you will walk, because the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So may your steps be ordered by the Lord, and may not only are they ordered, may you walk in the order that the Lord has set before you so that you can receive every blessing that he has for your life. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to go, but before we leave, let us leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
straight to the point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. Trust that you took some good information tonight and know that you are blessed with the Lord. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Have a great rest of the week. Have a great evening and enjoy your wonderful new year, 2023. God bless you. We'll see you.